Global tensions are up. Oil prices are up. So will Mr. Bernanke live down to expectations?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. The stock market expects Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke to stay the course when he delivers his semiannual testimony to the Senate Banking Committee today, never mind the uncertainty in the Middle East. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us live now from Washington. Nancy, I'm guessing lawmakers are going to have some questions about the economic effects of $100 a barrel oil, huh?
Oh, they sure will, because higher oil prices can hurt economic growth, and senators might be worried about that. So are economists. I asked Mark Chandler to explain why. He's a currency strategist in New York, and he says higher prices at the pump could cause consumers to pull back in other areas.
The more money that we have to spend for to fill our car for gasoline or to heat our homes or to feed our families, the less money we have to buy other things.
So is that going to change how Bernanke and the Fed direct their economic rules, Nancy?
Not from what I'm hearing, Bob. Chandler told me that Bernanke is not worried that inflation will get out of hand. It's still very low. The other big thing Bernanke will talk about today is his policy of pumping money into the economy. That is not expected to change. Bernanke not expected to say the Fed is backing away from that.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Big budget cuts in Wisconsin have already sparked mass protests by government workers intent on defending their collective bargaining rights. Today, Republican Governor Scott Walker is set to announce more targets for spending cuts. All the nationwide attention this story has been getting raises a question. Is Wisconsin's budget really worse than other states? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has some answers.
Starting in July, Wisconsin faces an expected budget shortfall of $1.8 billion for the next year. That's about 13% of the state's total budget. Nick Johnson with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities puts Wisconsin's shortfall in perspective.
The nationwide average budget shortfall among all the states is about 20% of state spending. So Wisconsin's budget shortfall is certainly significant, but smaller than the national average.
Just about every state faces some kind of budget gap. Nevada's red ink represents about 45% of its budget. Texas and New Jersey both face shortfalls that exceed 30% of their budgets. Ohio is more in line with Wisconsin at around 11%. Like Wisconsin, Ohio is also considering changes to collective bargaining that it says are needed to balance the budget. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are mixed this hour. London is down 0.2%, but Frankfurt is higher by 0.3%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com.
Even as some formerly stable countries in the Middle East fall into civil unrest and chaos, others who've been through it are now trying to rebuild. That's the case in Egypt, where our entrepreneurship reporter Mitchell Hartman has been part of our Middle East coverage. He filed this report from Cairo.
It took me a long time to get the specs right. Acoustic studies to lighting.
Veteran newspaper publisher Hisham Essam is showing me around a gutted warehouse where he's building his newest media venture. He had to raise $5 million for the startup.
A lot of people were saying, well, Hisham has a good track record, but we're going to be in trouble with Mubarak if we invest with him.
That's because Essam's previous papers had an irritating habit of irritating the authorities. Now those authorities are out, and the investors are in on the ground floor of a more promising business.
They're saying, we invested with you and it was high risk. And now we're just going to get so many people buying shares.
Revolution often breeds instability, but Hisham Essam and other entrepreneurs here believe that with political reform and financial transparency, their country will eventually be a better place to make an honest Egyptian pound.
Well, I can tell you in a good environment, I can grow at 30% or maybe 40% year over year.
That's Mithat Khalil, a very successful telecom entrepreneur. His company has grown to 3,000 employees and $400 million in revenue by selling cell phones and internet to Egypt's growing middle class. The company could have grown faster, but Khalil says he routinely turned down government contracts when asked to pay bribes.
I think the future will be much better for Egypt. However, I think the coming 8 months will be very, very difficult time.
Khalil thinks it'll take the military at least that long to hold elections, placate workers demanding higher pay, and get banking and the stock market going again. In the meantime, foreign investors might see all the uncertainty and hold back. And multinationals could put expansion plans on hold, says Hisham Fahmy of the American Chamber of Commerce in Egypt.
That's the price of democracy. We've tried the stable dictatorship. Now we're trying the little unstable democracy. I think it's in everybody's interest for this experiment, revolution, to succeed in Egypt.
The economic future of the Arab world's largest country, with 80 million people, hangs in the balance. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, when you think the freewheeling 60s, what really hip vehicle comes to mind? Here's a hint.
I don't want to cause no fuss. But can I buy your magic bus?
Volkswagen has updated its magic bus, the VW minibus, and it's showing off the concept vehicle this week at the Geneva Auto Show. Executives for the German carmaker say it could inspire the return of the minibus to the VW lineup after all these years, this time with a zero-emission electric engine. And here's the only description you need, really, from one analyst who's seen it. He says it's very cool-looking. Yeah, like groovy. We've posted a picture on our website, marketplace.org. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Driving through Jakarta, Indonesia comes with challenges, and that's where the jockeys come in. We're not talking racehorses either.
They are so creative. They're really the real businessmen because they can do income from the critical situation.
I'm Kai Rizdal, business born of traffic laws, next time on Marketplace from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.